You, me, and Ulysses S. Grant. A novel by Brad Neely. To Lori. Part 1. Wars produce many stories of fiction, some of which are told until they are believed to be true. Ulysses S. Grant. Prologue. How can we know a dead person? How can we know a living person? A lover? A rival? An enemy? Dear reader, we biographers know how. Have you ever risked your body for love? Have you ever ruined a body for power? Oh, you will. You will. Together, we will. This is a biography, after all. If done correctly, a sermon is a spell, and a spell is a sermon. If done to perfection, the preacher, along with their parish, will transform as soon as the chorus climaxes. A biography should do the same. This one does. So with the help of fiery muses, I cast such a spell here for you and I, to know the mind and body of this dead man. Oh, we shall inhabit him, our host, our hero. Dubious times call for obvious talk. Therefore, we shall talk in black and white, good and evil, for I swear our hero is a good one. Each age has its own destined American warrior hero, emblematic of the best that men can do in their time. And later ages have their perfect biographies of such men. This is that. How do you make an American? One-third depression, one-third anxiety, one-third narcissism, and you shake like hell. Because in reality, the American dream is just to survive the American reality. Yes, to avoid the American nightmare of ruin, we must keep dreaming that we might simply survive this biblical wilderness. And as the millions of masterpiece paintings do convey, the land can be a beautiful sight if you are
Sample complete. Ready to continue?